Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. This story comes to us from golfcoursearchitecture.net. Among the first women ever to get seriously involved with course design were the leading British amateur Molly Gourlay, who worked with Tom Simpson on a number of projects, and her American colleague Marion Hollins, the brains behind the development of Cypress Point in California. Hollins, it is claimed, convinced Alistair McKenzie to build the famous par 3 16th at Cypress Point by teeing up a ball and proving that the carry was achievable. In the near 100 years that followed Gourlay and Hollins, though, very few women have practiced golf course architecture, and one of the only women who is listed as the main designer of a course is a signature name, Annika Sorenstam. It is in this way that golf design has diverged from other professions, which, even if they are now not equally divided between men and women, are certainly much closer. Buildings architecture, for example, has made significant strides in this regard in recent years. Figures from the RIBA Journal indicate that in 2018, 28% of architects were female, but women made up 44% of new entrants to the profession that year. Unfortunately, golf is still very far behind those numbers. You can read the entire article on golfcoursearchitecture.net. Now, the FYI. How do trees affect the quality of a putting surface? All things being equal, a putting green with air circulating around it will be in better shape than a green with little or no air circulation. Trees tend to reduce circulation, thereby having a negative effect on putting green quality. Older, more mature trees adjacent to putting greens will negatively impact surface conditions because the tree roots will grow under the putting surface and disrupt the flow of water and nutrients. That's it for the Early Tee. Enjoy your day, or enjoy your round.